With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve officials at a meeting last month pointed to rising risk that inflation could worsen, a key reason they kept their benchmark interest rate unchanged. Fed officials said that President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs and mass deportations of migrants, as well as strong consumer spending, were factors that could push inflation higher this year. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday confirmed Kelly Loeffler, a Georgia businesswoman and former senator, to lead the Small Business Administration. General Motors CFO Paul Jacobson said if U.S. tariffs become permanent, the company would have to consider moving plants. GM and other automakers are closely monitoring how tariffs on vehicles and parts from Canada, Mexico, and elsewhere will impact their business. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay unit are being sued in federal court in California by convenience stores that claim they have been denied the same sales deals offered to major retailers such as Walmart and Albertsons. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.